When a payday loan company moved in, a Wichita neighborhood pushed back. I'm Tom Shine, and welcome to The Range.
Support for The Range comes from McCowan Gordon Construction, Fidelity Bank, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Coming up, a woman driven by the memory of her mother brings joy to others with a little help from the city's buses.
I'm just doing the work she would want me to be doing, which is volunteering.
But first, payday loans have come under increased scrutiny in recent years for their high interest rates and tendency to target low-income communities. And a majority of states, including Kansas, have few regulations on how much lending companies can charge or how long borrowers have to repay a loan. So when a title loan company opened at 13th and Oliver earlier this year, neighborhood activists decided to protest. Not just that particular business, but the payday lending industry as a whole. KMUW's Nadia Foe has the story.
In early 2016, residents of Wichita's City Council District 1 got together to discuss what they wanted to see move in at 13th and Oliver. The Walmart neighborhood market there had just closed, so had the Quick Trip across the street. But neighbors saw those losses as a chance to bring in new businesses that could benefit the area. LaVonta Williams was the City Council representative at the time.
We don't want it to be a liquor store. We don't want it to be anything that's an entertainment area. And we don't want it to be a payday lending facility.
Then in November of this year,
one went up literally right around the corner from my house.
Tijuana Hardwell is a community activist. She led a protest last month outside the Title Max that opened in the former Creations by Crawford Flower Shop at 13th and Oliver. Payday and title lending companies offer small-scale loans, in Kansas up to $500, usually at high interest rates. Here, it's 391%. In some states, it's more than 600%. Hardwell says payday lenders take advantage of low-income communities, and in particular, black and brown neighborhoods. She's seen firsthand how families can get stuck in a lending trap.
Just remembering my mom, you know, having to unfortunately take out a loan, and then she'd go on over to the next one and she'd have to reborrow in order to pay that loan. And that's on paydays, that was something that we did. We got in the car and she would go from one to the other, paying them in order to reborrow and then going to the next one in order to do the same thing, just to be able to take care of rent and bills. That is toxic. You cannot get ahead like that.
Councilmember Brandon Johnson says the district usually works to keep new payday lenders out by using a zoning tool called a protective overlay, basically limiting what can move into a certain building. But in this case, Title Max fit the zoning requirements and didn't have to go before the city for approval.
Just unfortunate to have that on that corner.
Title Max's parent company, TMX Finance, declined to comment. But Johnson says it isn't about this one business.
We are going to continue bringing attention to not only this business, but just the industry in general and how bad it is.
He and Hardwell are helping work on legislation to be introduced in the next session in Topeka. And in the meantime, Hardwell says she wants to inform people about resources like United Way and ICT Community Fridge that can help those in need.
We're looking for ways to be able to make sure that people have the resources that they need prior to even looking at a payday loan or a title loan company.
That story was reported by KMUW's Nadia Foe. You can read more at KMUW.org. When KMUW's Beth Gallet met Maria Wood at the Wichita Transit Center, Wood was waiting for one of the many bus routes she takes to do volunteer work around the city. Helping others is something that she feels inspired to do by her late mother. Wood talks about that commitment for this month's En Route.
My dad has got the COVID virus, and he's in Sandpiper Bay, and they've quarantined him 14 days, but he's got, I guess, 14 more. I'm sure he'll be okay. God bless him. And my mother passed away September 23rd, and she was at Sandpiper Bay, too. She had a massive stroke. I'm just doing the work she would want me to be doing, which is volunteering, helping people, just things like that. Somebody donated boxes and clothes, hygiene to me. And one of my girlfriends, they're doing a drive of clothing and all that stuff. So this next week, and she's going to pick it all up, and it's going to several different organizations. So just try to keep the blessings flowing, because so many people need food. I handed out food. So that's what I do. You know, when my mother passed, I knew I had a spiritual calling, but it has hit me more now. I know that's what should happen. More people are needed for, okay, there's no stimulus package agreed or no unemployment settled yet. So no, people need food and clothing and things that don't, you know, that maybe will be given to them, you know. The blessings I've had, I just share them, you know. My sister's in San Antonio. She is one of the, she's retired military. She's doing the same thing in San Antonio. Since my mother died, we've all struggled with that. And that this was the first holiday we spent without my mother. Someone was over yesterday at my house, because I had the stuff at my house. And one of the girls, she's from Germany. And she's got that accent. And she goes, we weren't going to have a Christmas, but thanks to you, we are going to have a Christmas for you. It's a blessing. Just do what you can.
Beth Golay goes en route with transit riders across Wichita. Listen for a new conversation each month. One last thing. I was checking my DVR the other day, and I started counting the number of holiday movies my wife has saved. 18. Look, I like a good Christmas movie as much as the next person. It's a Wonderful Life, White Christmas, Elf. But 18? All of which involve a man or woman leaving the big city for a small town for the holidays, falling in love unexpectedly, falling out of love over a misunderstanding, falling back in love, and living happily ever after in the charming small town. I'll be in the other room watching my own Christmas movie, Die Hard.
Got invited to the Christmas party by mistake. Who knew?
Thanks for joining us on The Range. Today's show is produced by Nadia Foe, Stephen Masaha, and Lou Ann Stevens. Torn Anderson composed our theme music. I'm Tom Schein, and this is KMUW, NPR for Wichita.